to you, keep on driving. Grab your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, say, oh, neighbor, keep on driving. Don't you stop. The storm is over now. Somebody shout, yeah. Shout, yeah. I know it's all right. Yes. Does God care? Let me tell you how I know that the Lord cares, because Jesus came when we were sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Jesus came down through 39 prophets, 42 generations. We couldn't save ourselves, so he took up an old rugged cross, went up an old raggedy hill called Calvary. He died, but he didn't stay dead, because early, somebody say early, Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Somebody say yes, won't he rebuke the wind, won't he tell the sea to stop, won't he rebuke the waves. I say, won't he do it? Anybody got some won't it? I hadn't asked you this in a while, but maybe you got some new moments, some won't it moments, some moments in your life that you look back over your life and it make you quicken and it make you shout and say, won't it? Say, won't he do it? When I think about the other day, just a couple of weeks ago, I was doing about 89, coming down I-20. A storm came out of nowhere. I wish I had a few people. And it was nighttime. Couldn't see thing in front of me. All of a sudden, the storm hit out of nowhere in Lindale, Texas. Couldn't see nothing in my way. Car stopping in the middle of the interstate. But I was able to maneuver. I don't know how I did it, because I sure couldn't see. But let me tell you something. I didn't panic. My agent was like, can you see? But I didn't panic. Not on the outside, at least. You see, we got to understand something. That we got to keep our eyes on folks who are not panicking. Let me tell you something. Something that I heard that reminded me of myself. That when sometime when you're on an airplane, sometime you know you get some turbulence. When I'm on it, sometime you get some turbulence. And the first person I look at is the stewardess. Because if she don't look scared, then I realize I ain't got nothing to be scared of. But if she start to look puzzled, then I start to say, oh my God, what are we in for? The reason why, and sometimes I get on the airplane and I ask them, how was it on the ride over here? And they'll say, oh, it was a little bump. It was clean air. We were good. So I know what to expect. And so when she came over, if the air was bumpy and she didn't get disturbed, I know that it's all right. But then when she get disturbed, I start to thinking to myself, we might be in trouble. I need to start praying. I look at her, and if she don't have a problem, then I ain't got a problem. All I'm trying to say to stewardess is the one that's on the plane to serve you. God sent his Holy Spirit to serve us. I wish I had somebody, and if I keep my eye on him, and if he ain't disturbed when the storm arrives, then I ain't gonna be disturbed, because I know it's gonna be all right. Tell somebody I'm looking at somebody else. I ain't looking at myself. I ain't looking at the storm, but I'm keeping my eye on the servant of God. And if they ain't disturbed, then I ain't gonna be disturbed. I wish I had somebody. Come on, they give God some praise.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want you to turn to a very familiar passage of scripture. I want to share with you perhaps some fresh water from an old well, give to you what the Spirit of the Lord has given to me. And I want to talk about God's setup for success. God's setup for success. Now, I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalms number 1, the book of Psalm number 1. Verse 3, and it reads, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. God's setup for success. Now, one of the things that I think is very interesting is how David reveals to us the plan of God for success for the believer, for the righteous person. And if we start off verse 3, the first word is "and," which is a conjunction which connects verse 3 with verse 2. And of course, we know that we never start a conversation in the middle of a conversation, so he'd have to back up to verse 2. But verse 2, and the first word in verse 2 is another conjunction, but it's a contrasting conjunction. So we have to back up to verse 1. And verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Now it goes into verse 2 because that contrasting conjunction ties it in, but it changes the direction. In verse 1, it was talking about the unrighteous man, but in verse 2, it's talking about the righteous man. It says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord."
Come on, doctor.
"And what? And in his law doth he meditate" when?
"Day and night."
Day and night. Now, I needed to share with you the prerequisite of the setup for the saints, because if you didn't understand verses 1 and 2, then you won't get the principles in verse 3. One tells us we've got to be careful who we listen to get our counsel from. It tells us also that we can't hang out in fellowship with sinners. It tells us we can't sit there and criticize folk and talk down folk and all of those kind of things as the scornful do. And then it tells us, but our delight, what we find joy in, is spending time in the Word of God. Yes, sir. And then when we spend time in that Word of God, we meditate on the Word that we've spent time in. And then in meditating on spending time with God in that Word, we do that day and night. Well, now what that says to me is, when you become so full of God that God is filling your mind and your spirit with His presence, not only His Word, but He's filling you with His presence, so much so that He begins to reveal some of the setups for you for success. And then verse 3 goes on to say, and connected this with verse 2, which is that man that desires to spend that time with God. And he shall be like a tree, planted. Now, you know what's interesting about this? It didn't say, and he shall be like a bush. Or he shall be like a flower.
Yes, sir.
Or he should be like a sapling. It says, and he shall be like a what?
Tree.
A tree. A tree. It's already grown.
Yes.
But notice here, because as I walk through there, there are six things I want to tell you about verse 3, how God sets us up for success. Number one, it's, he says, and he shall be like a tree, what? Planted. Say, write down one, purposely planted. Purposely planted. Now, what's important about knowing about this man being purposely planted is the fact that God is setting him up for success. Wherever you are that God has placed you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what the conditions are, I need to serve warning to you, don't fool yourself. God is setting you up for success. You see, sometimes God has to show you that he can bring something out of nothing. Sometimes God has to show you he can bring a treasure out of what seems to be just trash. Sometimes God has to show you that he can elevate you when you seem to have been debased.
Right.
And so it's important to know that God purposely plants us where he wants us. Now, it may not necessarily be where we want to be. I remember a preacher in the book of Ezekiel was planted down in the valley of dry bones. And he didn't want to go to the First Baptist Church of Dry Bones. But God needed someone there, and he needed someone there that would preach his word and say what he told him to say. And the Bible says the hand of the Lord was upon him and carried him out into the valley of dry bones. In other words, God planted him in the dry bone valley. Why did he do that? Because that's where he wanted him to be successful. Asked him, son of man, can these bones live again?
Uh-huh.
Now, if he was anything like us, he wanted to say, Lord Jesus, did they ever live? I don't see no sign of life in them. They're so dry, bleached dry. Every time I preach, I can't get an amen. Why? Because they ain't got no ears. They can't hear. Ain't got no mouth. They can't speak. I don't know what the problem is, but first of all, here's what you got to understand, that God plants you where he wants you, purposes you for the success he has for you. And here's what you need to know. If he has success for you in the place he's planted you, then it's also going to be successful for those who are in that place. Ezekiel 37 shows us that, because he tells him what to do, and he says, prophesy to these bones.
Right.
And he does that, and that's how story go. But here, let's get back here. So purposely planted. Somebody say purposely planted.
Purposely planted.
And he shall be like a tree planted, here we go, point two, by the rivers of water. I want you to put two. Perfect place.
Perfect place.
Perfect place.
Perfect place.
By the rivers, plural, of water. Not one stream of water, not one bayou of water, but the rivers of water. Water is the source of life.
All right, doctor.
And so when God plants this tree by the rivers of water, he purposed to plant the tree in a place where the source of life would not run out.
All right, Doc.
Others might not see the source like the tree sees it, because the tree has an upper layer and a bottom layer. They see the upper layer, which is the trunk and the tree and the branches and the fruit, etc., but they don't see the roots that go deep down in the ground. And when heat happens, when drought comes, when famine appears, that tree will still flourish, because its roots will run down to the river and get its source of life underground, so much so that it's getting water where everything else around it is dried up.
Oh, come on, doctor.
So God purposely plants him in the perfect place. Now let me say something to you. He planted the tree on purpose in the perfect place. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You might not feel sometime that where God has planted you is perfect for you.
All right, doctor.
But you got to know the whole plan. And if you don't know the whole plan, sometimes you will miss God because you want to be where you want to be.
Yeah. All right.
Listen again. He shall be like a tree planted, purposely planted, by the rivers of water, perfectly placed. And what else next? That shall bring forth his fruit, proper production.
Proper production, his fruit.
He is going to produce what God has called that tree to produce. In the Garden of Eden, they had many different trees, right? But every tree produced his fruit. Stop looking at other folk trying to produce what they produce.
All right.
And and produce what God has called you to produce. If you will focus on that God has called you to produce, you'll find out that you at best trying to be somebody else can only be second best. But when you be you, can't nobody beat you being you, because you're number one. Seek God to produce the fruit he has called you to do. Your own fruit. What he's called you to produce.
All right, doctor.
All right. Now, it says, in his season. That's the period prescribed. The period prescribed. In other words, you've got to know that you've got to bear your own fruit, but you got to do it in your own season.
All right.
Your season might not be the tree on the side of you season. So that means while somebody else is blooming and blossoming and prospering, don't get mad when you look over there and see them prospering, because number one, their fruit is their fruit. And their fruit is being produced in their season. The prescribed season for that tree. Now here's what you need to do. You need to rejoice while you see that tree prospering. Because how many of you know seasons come and go? Seasons come and go. So if it's that season now, guess what? Your season is on the way. Lord, I wish I had some helpers in the house. Yes, your season might have just passed. Yes, you might have just produced some fruit. But thank God that the seasons continue to go round and round and round and round. And every time it gets to be your season, you'll be producing more fruit. Now it says, his leaf also shall not wither. His leaf shall not wither. What does that mean? It means that his leaf will not perish from parchedness. His leaf shall not perish from parchedness. You see, in the Eastern culture, this summer, the summer in 23 was one of the hottest summers on record. Well, the longest period that we had in quite a long, long, long time. But here's what you needed to know. With all of the heat and very little rain, crops started drying up. Land started becoming dry. Rivers began to run low. All of these things happened. And then on trees where there was no rain that had come and nourished the ground around them, and if the trees were not situated by a body of water, their roots didn't go down and get through the root system the water necessary to keep the tree healthy. So the leaves would start turning colors. They would start drying up from parchedness, and they would perish. And the tree leaves, like fig trees, for example, you know, one of the things that disturbed the disciples was the fact that the fig tree always grew leaves before it grew figs. One of the reasons in the Eastern culture for that was the fact that the sun was so hot, the leaves were there to protect the fruit. The leaves were the umbrellas for the fruit. If the leaves be parched, then what hope is there for the fruit? Lord, I wish I had some. And so It says here, his leaf also shall not wither. It shall not perish from parchness. That says to us, my brothers and sisters, that we have an underground supply of resources that the world cannot see. And while everything else around us is drying up and dying up, and everything else is failing and falling and fading, and we still look better in the drought time than most of them did in a rainy time, says that our roots run into our source that is invisible to them, but it is in reach for us. And my brothers and sisters, that's the reason why when we go through stuff and we ought to look toe up and toe down, that we don't look like what we've been through because of our root system touching and tapping into our life source. I wish I had some help in the house. And so we must understand as believers, when God sets us up for success, it's not just temporary success, but it's total success. Total success. And then the last part, and I'm through. Listen, it says, and whatsoever he doeth,
all right,
shall prosper. Now this one is a little tricky because a whole lot of folk think that that means God just signs off on anything. Just whatever you decide you want to do, I'm going to bless it. No, because if what you decide to do ain't righteous, God ain't got no part with it. So what does it mean? It means within the parameters of my position. The parameters of my position. In other words, it has to be in the place and for the purpose for which God planted me in the first place.
All right, Doctor.
You remember, and I told you last Sunday, when Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. You know what we mistaken all things for? Everything. He didn't say, I can do everything. He said, I can do all things. But the things he was referring to was again in the verse that preceded that, which was verse 12. Which says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Then he says, I can do all things. All the things I just got through telling you about. By the strength of Jesus Christ.
All right.
You see, my brothers and sisters, when you are purposed to do a thing, then you tap into your source that gives you strength to do what you've been purposed to do. That's why he said, through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
All right.
Me. And so when you recognize whatever God has purposed you to do, planted you to do in a perfect place so that you can be productive and to make sure that it's in your period and that you don't perish nor your leaves burn up and that you within the parameters of your position can be prosperous right where you are. And a whole lot of us don't get it because we don't even know why we're here.
All right, Doctor.
Or wherever it is God has placed us. We don't know. So if we don't know, we don't know what we're supposed to do. And if you don't know what you need to do, and you don't know where you are, then you need to go back and get some answers from the Lord. Because life then seems to be meaningless.
All right, doctor.
One author said, when the validity